Q94, your mountain of rock, and Tesla with Love Song on this free-for-all freaky Friday. And high school football coaches shows continue as we head to Douglas County and visit with Head Bears coach Casey Merrifield. Hey, coach, glad to have you on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Gary.
Well, first, congratulations on a fantastic win this past Friday night. You know, I mean, that's got to feel great.
Oh, absolutely. It feels great to us. You know, the kids earned it. They came out ready to play. They had a great energy about them all Friday night, and we were excited to get back on the winning track.
Well, and you know, the rivalry between Ava and Mountain Grove goes back for generations. It is just such a competitive contest when the Ava Bears and the Mountain Grove Panthers lock horns.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that before the game, and it's one of those matchups that you can throw the records out the window no matter what either team has on any given year. They show up ready to play, and it just tends to be a dogfight every time we meet Mountain Grove.
Well, the game got off definitely on the right track for your Bears, you know, the kickoff, and then an 80-yard return?
Yeah, it was right there, about 80 yards from Grady Goss. He made a heck of a play and just set the tone for us.
Now, wasn't there the first kick, there was a penalty, and you elected to have them kick it again? Am I thinking of another game?
Nope, you're correct. They kicked the first one out of bounds, and we elected to back them up 5 and make them re-kick it.
Well, outstanding. And, you know, I apologize, number 5, and 20. Man, you got lots of speed out there. Why not, you know, give them a chance to make something happen?
Oh, absolutely. We've got two great returners back there in Ryland Dixon and Grady Goss, and we put a lot of time in practice working on our kickoff returns, and, you know, we feel like that's an important aspect of the game. And when we can get the ball in our athletes' hands and get them in space, we really like our chances to make something big happen.
Well, and I want to brag on your line of scrimmage, because if it were not for the job that they did, I don't think the outcome would have been the way it was.
No, that's you know, week 2 we felt like we really lost in the trenches, and it was an ugly game for the kids. It was an ugly game for me. I'm the O-line coach, and we took it personal, and we went back to work starting last Monday and really figured some things out and got back on the right track. And you know, you're exactly right. You've got to credit those big boys and what they got accomplished Friday night, because Mountain Grove, they're a physical football team, and we felt like we came out and competed and maybe even won in the trenches.
Yeah, well, Coach Shula once said, give me a great offensive line and I'll show you a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Hey, that's a fact. Now, we don't believe in throwing the ball much down here in Douglas County, but we can find us some Hall of Fame running back.
Right. Well, you did throw the ball, but but then you didn't anymore.
Yeah, yes, exactly right.
But and that's the thing. If that's what you do, the flex bone, you're gonna, you know, A gap, B gap, establish the middle of the line of scrimmage. Defenses overcompensate to stop it. That open, you know, then crack the edges, the sweeps. I mean, it's a process, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, it is a process, and you know, we talk about 4 yards at a time. That's our goal. We feel like if we can get 4 yards of play, it puts us in a great situation. And we know if we're getting 4 a play in the first quarter, that 4 will turn into 6 later in the game. And that 6 will turn into 10 or 12 or maybe even 30 or 40 when we need it to.
Well, and you know, having momentum, being at home, and, you know, I always liked – being the underdog, you know, because there's so much pressure when it's hard to win, you know.
Absolutely.
It is so hard, and, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from Coach Brandon Rogers and the Mountain Grove Panthers. They are still a very, very good football team, and you folks in the SCA, I'm telling you right now, they're good. They're going to be a quality opponent for everyone. But some nights, the stars align up properly, and it just rolls. And it's a wonderful thing to watch. And as a coach on the sideline, because these are your kids. I mean, you know, they're your players, but yet they're your family. There's a brotherhood. There's that camaraderie that goes with all the sweat and tears and blood and guts that spilled out in practice. But how is it as a coach there in the late portions of the fourth quarter, and you know that your boys have pulled off a great win?
Oh, it's an awesome feeling, you know, and you're exactly right. It is a family atmosphere, and that's something we want it to be. That's the culture we're looking to build here in Ava. And, you know, after the game, the first thing I told my boys was how much I loved them. I appreciated the way that they bounced back from a week two that we did not enjoy, but they were not willing to send it in. We had some great senior leadership step up and just take that, you know, that mentor role for the younger kids and say, we're not going down like this. We are going to fight for our senior year. And, you know, it's just life lessons, you know. It's one of those deals that in all aspects of life, you're going to get hit in the mouth sometime. And how you respond says a lot about your character. And I love the character of the boys that I get to coach.
Well, you know, it doesn't get any easier. Tonight you're back at home. And you're hosting another really good rivalry of late of the last, you know, 10, 15 years in the Liberty Eagles as they travel to the Hill to take on your Ava Bears. And what have you been seeing out of them prior to tonight's matchup?
Well, it's your prototypical Liberty team. They're big. They're athletic. They throw the ball really well. They play physical inside. You know, I didn't think they were as big as they were. And, you know, pull a roster out. They're just so athletic that I don't think I gave them credit for being as big as they are. But they will throw the ball as well as anybody in Southwest Missouri. And they're physical enough, they'll hit you in the mouth when they get the opportunity to. You know, they've got a great program established down there, and they just find ways to beat you. And we've got to be ready for everything that they can do. And we just hope we can perform like we did last Friday night, come out with the energy we need to have, and just be focused for four quarters.
You know, in contests like tonight and last week, every week, you know, it doesn't matter who the opponent is, but in certain games, it is more, I think there's more of an emphasis on doing things right. You know, don't get caught with, you know, you've got third, you're on offense, you got third and two, and then a false start. Or, you know, I mean, penalties and special teams really shine bright in games like this. You agree?
Absolutely. It's so important. You know, lost in our win last week, our first offensive play was a false start, and we felt like we let emotions get to us, and that's something we've talked about this week. And we've got to play clean football. You know, there's in the game of football, there are going to be some penalties, but we call them stupid penalties here, and that's what they are. When you're talking about pre-snap penalties or losing your mind and getting a penalty that really shouldn't happen, those are the stupid penalties we've got to avoid. And special teams, man, Liberty does a great job on special teams. We've spent all week trying to prepare for them. You know, I hope they feel the same way about our special teams and had to dedicate a bunch of practice to it. But we've got to be ready for their special teams because that may be their best phase of the game. They do some great things on special teams.
Well, and both teams have a lot of speed, you know. Liberty's got some really quick wide outs, and it just, you know, it's going to be a football game slash track meet almost.
Absolutely. That's what it looks like. We hope that we can keep the ball between the tackles and slow them down at times. But, you know, just like you're saying, they do have an incredible amount of speed, and it's not just in those wide outs and skill positions. Their offensive line and defensive line move as well as anybody we're going to see all year. So we've got to be able to contain them and slow them down. Their backside pursuit is amazing. They fly to the ball, and we got to make sure we stick on blocks to slow them down a little bit.
You know, and this game here, there's so much at stake. Not to throw any added pressure, but, I mean, you know, I think both coaches, yourself and Coach Kanegi, are well aware of this, but the implications of this game, you know, of course the conference, but also the district is, you know, I mean, there's a lot at stake at this game, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. When you're talking about home field advantage in week 11, week 12, it's a big deal. And to be playing for that in week 4 is super important. You know, we got to maintain our focus. You know, talking to my boys, I don't want them to overplay the situation.
Right.
We've got to worry about what happens this Friday night, and we got to take care of business now. But if we can do that, it would be a huge step in the direction we want to take at the end of the season.
Absolutely. Well, I got to give a big shout out to my brother, Coach Poole, Mr. Ewing. And, of course, you got huge fans out there and Coach Wendler. I know we've got several folks out there listening, Mike Martin as well, all the guys from Ava. We appreciate them tuning in for the coaches show each and every Friday morning. But I think without a doubt, I don't know of a better if you're looking for something to do tonight. Jump in the rig, head to Ava, go to the hill, because it ought to be a fantastic football game. Hey, we appreciate you, Coach, hanging with us. And, you know, we'll join you next Friday night, and I'll run down and say hi tonight if I have time. Does that sound good? Oh, I think we lost Coach Merrifield, but we've got – oh, he's on there?
Who's here?
All right, there we go. Do I got you back, Coach?
Hey, I am back.
I would just tell everybody that if you don't have anything to do and you want some great entertainment, I think the Ava hosting Liberty high school football game tonight is the premier matchup in Southern Missouri.
We're excited about it. We feel like it's a great opportunity for us to build off what we did last week and get ready to play a really good football team from Liberty that does a lot of things right.
Right on. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, thank you.